Where's the R word?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. You know, I don't think I've said the word recession in a while. We might be in a recessionary environment, but the economy is still hanging in there. In fact, the latest GDP numbers come out this morning, and they're expected to be pretty good. Possibly 2.5% to 3% growth for the second quarter. That's the annual rate. That's almost a percent higher than the first estimate. U.S. exports are holding up well, mainly because of weakness in the European and Japanese economies. Oil prices are still holding us hostage, though. $119 a barrel this morning. High fuel costs have companies changing the way they do everything, especially the way they move things from point A to point B. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
The new strategy for shipping product seems to be this. Get your goods made closer to home, then ship them by train instead of by plane. That, according to a new survey of about 1,000 retailers, shippers, and manufacturers from research firm Eye for Transport. The company's Rodrigo Canet says this trend has already hit parts of the furniture industry, especially in the western U.S.
We're talking about Mexico as new manufacturing centers and California as the new distribution centers that receive from Mexico through rails and through nearshore shipping.
Some businesses are holding more inventory so they can make one big shipment as opposed to a bunch of little ones. Others have dropped giant distribution centers in favor of smaller spaces closer to clients. Most say they've tried to eat the extra fuel cost, but end up passing some of it on to customers. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Gas prices and raw material costs even have Toyota rethinking its sales targets. Today, Toyota said it would lower its target for 2009 from 10 million to about 9.5 million, about a 2% drop. Also, Toyota says that it is going to change the way that it is. Sorry, I have a piece of copy here that's not accurate, so I'll just leave it at that. Some positive economic numbers gave Wall Street a boost yesterday. The Dow gained 89 points, almost a percent, to 11,502. The NASDAQ was up 20 to 2382. The S&P 500 climbed 10 to 1281. Mixed results in both Asia and Europe this morning. The clothing company Abercrombie & Fitch is causing a stir again. It's had trouble in the past with racial diversity issues. Now more employees are complaining they were discriminated against for the way they look. But this isn't about race. Ashley Milne-Tite explains.
One girl says she was moved from sales to the stockroom because management told her she wasn't cute enough to mix with customers. Another employee has talked about a hierarchy of hotness. Wendy Liebman of WSL Strategic Retail says we shouldn't be surprised given that Abercrombie refers to its salespeople as models.
I think that says a lot about what do we expect. We expect the people for this brand at the front of the store to look like a model. And if you don't, then you get, you know, a different position in the store.
She says plenty of other companies follow similar staffing strategies, even if they're less obvious about it. But she says Abercrombie has never been shy about promoting itself with lithe young bodies and beautiful faces.
So they're not hiding behind any bushels or ugly people with their philosophy.
She says plenty of ordinary-looking shoppers are lured by the lush marketing. After all, she says most people aspire to be gorgeous. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
The TV hit Deal or No Deal went back on the air this week, still searching for the first million-dollar winner. But as with most of the game shows, people get to choose cash or prizes. So which one should you take? Survey says, well, actually, Jeff Tyler reports. Driving in Los Angeles, Alyssa Churchick noticed a billboard for the game show Crosswords and thought,
well, I'm good at crosswords. I need to make some cash to get out of some debt. Why not go for it?
She won almost $10,000, plus a week in Hawaii.
And I actually chose not to accept that gift because of the taxes I would end up having to pay on it.
The IRS classifies merchandise and gifts as income. Steve Beverly has interviewed more than 400 game show winners. His advice?
Make sure that the winnings would be in cash.
That means steering clear of this show.
Come on now! You're the next contestant on The Price is Right!
Beverly says the showcase goodies won't seem so great come April 15th.
Oh, that's nice to think I've got four cars or that I've got three boats. But they're also adding to your tax bill and you don't have additional cash to pay them off.
But before you can worry about taxes, you need to win. Beverly says your best shot is on...
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is still the king of the payouts because it's scaled for someone to get into six figures or at least upper five figures.
Your odds on most game shows are better than in casinos or lotteries. Statistics professor Jeffrey Rosenthal is the author of Struck by Lightning, The Curious World of Probabilities.
You're more likely to be killed in a car accident driving to the store to buy your lottery ticket than you are to actually win the lottery jackpot.
The odds of winning that jackpot are 1 in 14 million. Compare that to a show like Deal or No Deal, where players have a 1 in 26 chance of picking the briefcase with $1 million.
So all you have to do is pick the case with $1 million. That's all you have to do.
All you have to do to get on a game show is survive an interview. Demonstrate enthusiasm, don't curse, and show that you won't freeze like a deer in headlights when the show goes live. In Los Angeles, I'm... Oh, I know this one. Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.